remains found at Macedon Regional Park are that of missing Melbourne mum Karen Rostevsky, who hasn't been seen since June 29 last year. The remains were found by a bushwalker just after midday yesterday, 25 kilometres from where police searched for the missing mum in December. A woman has died in a Bangor house fire in Sydney South this morning, and more than $300,000 has been raised to support the family of a man who was attacked by a shark while spearfishing in far north Queensland and had to have his leg amputated. In sport, Indian spin bowler Harbhajan Singh has labelled the current Australian Test 11 as the weakest to ever tour the subcontinent. Former Aussie pace bowler Jeff Lawson this morning told the Big Sports Breakfast that he thinks Usman Khawaja will miss out on selection, but that Australia must go with pace bowlers to counter India's liking for spin. The Perth Wildcats have booked a spot in their 13th NBL Finals series after they defeated the Cairns Taipans at home, 74-66. The Illawarra Hawks will play Adelaide in the final of their three-game semi-finals on Thursday. GWS forward Jacinta Barclay will miss at least one game after being charged with engaging in rough conduct in the Giants draw against Fremantle. She can accept a one-game ban with an early plea. And world number three Rory McIlroy has played around with US President Donald Trump as he eyes a comeback from injury. The four-time major winner needs to win the Masters in April to become the sixth man to complete the modern Grand Slam. He played with Trump and New York Yankees player Paul O'Neill at the Trump International Golf Club in West Palm Beach. McIlroy described the US president as a decent player for a guy in his 70s. This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio will bring you the very best in harness racing this Saturday night from Tabcorp Park, Menangle.
Hector JJ's a half clear on Smolder, who sticks on with Major Crocker, but Hector!
The 50th Miracle Mile this Saturday night promises fireworks.
Can Mark Verdon and Lazarus smash the clock, or will it be a local? Plus, the New South Wales Derby and Oaks finals. Saturday morning at 10:30, catch the preview. Then, at night,
all the Menangle action here on Sky Sports Radio, 10:17 a.m.
We're getting ready.
Gonna look out best.
Everyone's on their way
to the championship.
Don't miss all the excitement of racing's premier event. The provincial championships are coming to Wyong.
Come on, come on, come on.
It's more than horses and fashion. It's a cool hit race to play.
So come on, get down. See the big horses around.
The championships. Wyong. Thursday, February 23.
Don't miss your opportunity to trade your weanlings and broodmares to Australia's biggest bench at the English Australia Broodmare and Weanling Sale, April 10 to 12, Newmarket, Sydney. Entries close Friday, February 24. Visit english.com.au.
Lose the beer gut without losing all the beers. G'day, Adam McDougall here.
My husband lost his beer gut and now is happier and healthier than ever thanks to the Manshake.
Shake off those extra kilos today at themanshake.com.au.
Consult your GP before beginning any diet.
On the road again.
Danish Twister's flying on the outside.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
And she got him.
The Big Sports Breakfast is on the road again for the provincial championships. We'll be live from select tracks around the state on the mornings of the qualifiers
as contenders strive for a spot in the rich finals at Royal Randwick.
Join the Big Sports Breakfast live from Wyong this Thursday on Sky Sports Radio.
I can't wait to get on the road again.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. It is 10:07 with Sean Cosgrove and a big day of racing today. We've got Hawkesbury, we've got Maria, we've got harness racing, ground racing, we've got it all over the country. But let's look at Hawkesbury today, first of all, and find out what the situation's like there. Jeff Haynes joins me. Morning, Jeff.
Morning, John.
What sort of a day has it dawned in Hawkesbury today?
Yeah, it looks like it's been a nice summer's day, mate. Only about 30 degrees, nice little breeze, not too hot. Actually, perfect late summer's day.
Absolutely beautiful. Now, the track, how have you rated that?
We've got it up as a good four. We got a couple of horses there this morning. Both riders said it was on good form, maybe even get to a good three later in the day if we get the conditions we had yesterday with that breeze. But left a lot of grass on it. And a good four is just perfect for this time of the year.
Now, Jeff, I mention the R word, rain. Have you had any of that at all? Have you had to use irrigation?
Yeah, we've had a lot of water. Because we've had some stinking hot days. I think we've had 20 days over 40 and half a dozen over 45. It's been pretty testing. But had a little bit of rain last Friday night and Saturday night, which just topped us up nicely. But, yeah, no, we've been pouring the water on this summer.
I reckon you would have. Now, the rail today, where's that?
The rail's out 4 metres from the 1300 to the 400.
Yeah.
And then out 2 metres from the 400 to the winning post. We've got the rail because we've got our Heat of the Championships Thursday week.
Yep.
So we're just giving that inside a little bit of protection before that. But should race well, mate.
Well, right, in relation to the previous meeting of the rail, I imagine you moved it out, have you?
Yeah, last race meeting we were out 2 metres the whole circuit.
Yep.
So we've just put it out 4 metres around from the 13 to the 9, to the 400. Because we had, last meeting we had a bit of a rain-affected track and just near the 600 got a little bit of damage. So we just moved it out an extra couple of metres.
Just give it a bit of grace. All right, terrific. Fantastic day in store of beauty. Good on you, Jeff. Good to catch up and hope all goes well today.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Haynes here, our track manager today at the Hawkesbury. We're going to find all the winners now. Priscilla Schmidt joining me. Morning, Priscilla. How are you?
Good morning, Sean. I'm very well, thank you.
And as Jeff said, it looks like an absolutely perfect day. We've got a good four, beautiful service for racing there. Not a bad little meeting today either.
No, certainly a few races are very competitive. I think the temperature's meant to be that 29 degrees. So compared to what we have had the last few weeks, it should be perfect conditions.
All right. Now, the first day today is over 2,000, five Crown Moss out. Now, six for real, 240. Number one, Scylla, 280. Four, Lob and Dynamite, 440. Three, Kokopoo, $7. Two, Fleeting at $13.
One, six, four, and two. I'm with the toppie here in Scylla. She was a winner at Kembla Grange two starts ago over the 2,000 metres. She had to come back to the 1,800 metres last start in the Bathurst Cup. She certainly wasn't a scrape, only beaten the 4.6 length. She's placed the four from five over the 2,000 metres. 25 days between the runs. Nick Haywood would take the 2 kilos off. So I think she's well weighted with the 52 kilos. She's been proven in similar races. And I think she'll get a nice run here this afternoon. To beat the six in for real, obviously looks the most promising type of the field. She's won the two from seven. She's chasing a hat trick of wins. She broke the maiden at Scone two starts ago over the 1300 before stepping to the mole at Mudgee in a class one and maiden plate. I thought she was strong through the line. She goes to the 2,000 metres here for the first time, but she does drop a kilo and a half. She's in winning form. This is probably her toughest test to date, this preparation. The four in at Lob and Dynamite, she's another one in terrific form. She's chasing three wins on the trot. Chloe Baker's been her board, her in her two most recent wins. She goes up a kilo and a half, but her winning margins combined, her last two starts have been nine lengths. So she's a mare that likes to roll along. I think she'll get her own way in front here today. And if that's the case, she'll prove very hard to run down. And the two in Fleeting, I've thrown in for four. Similar conditions to when he did break his maiden, third up here, 2,000 metres, and on the home track. He's drawn to just do no work in the run. One, six, four, and two.
For real, it's the interesting one, isn't it? The half-sister to Dundee, and it's in its trap since Bianne Baker's got it over here.
She certainly has. I mean, you certainly can't knock her winning form. She's won the last two, but she's stepping to provincial grade for the first time and she's up in Journey, but obviously looks the most promising type of the field.
All right. Now, the second there today, over 1,000. We get a full field, five Absolute Ripper, 370, seven Viatrix, 390, two Puzzling Wonder at 420, four Invincible Dame, 550, eight Tickling, 750, one Flavian, 10, three Johnny Rooboy, 23, nine Caribou, 31, and six Queenian, 34.
This is an excellent race, and I could have had half the field in here. I have settled on 4, 2, 8, and 5. Invincible Dame on top for me. She's coming out of a race at Warwick Farm two starts ago where she got the job done over the 1,000 metres. She's a backmarker, so she does need luck in the run home. She went to Canterbury for next start behind Hieroglyphic. She was beaten the 5.8 length, but, of course, that filly's gone on to win on Saturday. I think the key with her is she comes back in grade. She comes back to the 1,000 metres. I know she goes up the 4 kilos and the fact that she does get back, she needs luck in the run home, but she really only needs to run up to her Warwick Farm win two starts to go to be competitive. And maybe from the good gate, we see herself handier in the run. The two in Puzzling Wonder has been racing super all campaign, coming out of a strong race at Canterbury first up behind Zestful, only beaten the two lengths. Didn't have the best of luck at Randwick second up, only beaten the three lengths, and then went to Gosford. Was only beaten half length in for second, dropped 2 kilos on that performance. Probably would have liked to have seen it 1,200 metres for him, but still racing very well. The eight in Tickling, another one that's rock solid in condition. She's been racing super. She was a winner at Gosford two starts ago and was only beaten a length and a half into second at Hawkesbury last time out in a class two. So similar field to what she meets here today. She didn't have the best of luck in the run home. 27 days between the runs. And for fourth, I have thrown in Absolute Ripper. She's another one that's flying this preparation, winning the two from three career starts, including last start at Hawkesbury over the 1,000. She does go up the 2 kilos, but she makes her own luck up on the speed and could prove hard to catch in the run home. 4, 2, 8, and 5.
All right, now the third is a two-year-old, over 1,000, and we pull out one got a run, number 5, Ibanez, 6, Sasso Cabarro, 11, Zazi Bar, 13, Oxford Bella. 14 didn't mention a 280, 2 League of Nations, 360, 3 Mr. Kyle and 550 along with 10 Wooshka, 7 Star Sensation, 650, 4 Accolations, 23 along with 9, Wine Time, Anytime. 8 The Fox Effect, 26 and 12 The Mont is $41. 2-year-olds, a lot of lightly raced here, and I suppose the other thing is a lot of gear changes on them. So is this a bit of a lottery?
Yeah, it certainly is. As you said, a few of these have gear changes, a few of these are resuming, and then the rest of the field are pretty much on debut. I have stuck with a 14 here, and it didn't mention it. She was well beaten in a stakes race on debut, but a few things went wrong on that occasion. She's resuming here with 2 trials under the belt, both over the 900 metres at Rose Hill. She's led them up on both occasions. She looks to be a hard-going filly. She gets a nose roll on for the first time. James Innes Jr. has been aboard her in both of her trials leading into this. He rides her here today from the good gate. I think she'll lead. She's got that experience under the belt from last preparation. Probably just the last little bit of the 1,000 metres we could be holding our breath with her. The two in League of Nations, he's looked nice at the trials. He's had the two this preparation. He led them up but was wide in his first trial at Randwick. He was just given a squeeze to keep him honest over the concluding stages. He then led
race
them
nine
up in a
coming up.
Trial over the
horses are on the track for the grade three Southwest at a mile and 1/16. This is a 3-year-old prep for the Kentucky Derby. Again, horses are on the track.
Star Sensation done a few things wrong on debut at Kembla Grange, but only beaten the nose. I think she'll be better for the outing. Tricky Gate, Rachel King will take the kilo and a half off. And the 3 in Mr. Kylan, he looked nice and relaxed at the barrier trials. He really only done what was asked of him. He sat up outside the leader. He won the trial. He was just given a squeeze. I think another one that's trialled quite nicely, he looked to handle conditions well. So if he does the same this afternoon, he could certainly figure in the mix. 14, 2, 7 and 3.
Now, we're going to race 4, and this is a maiden over 1,300, pull out number 3, 8 over, and 10, Lady Veronique. Here's 6, Corden, 210, 8, Latimer, $6, along with 11, Begisha. Number 7, Fleeking Strike, $8, 2, the Potato Pontiff, 9. Number 13, Absolutely Win, $9.50. Number 9, Soul Tester, is a $19 pop, 1, Scamano, $34, 5, Final Impulse, is $51, 4, Happy Hustler, and 12, Anakin Darax, is $71.
Yeah, I've got a Godolphin colt on top here in Cordon. I've actually made him one of my best bets for the card. He went first up at Gosford over the 1,200 metres. He just was a little flat-footed and probably peaked on his run, only beaten a length and a half. He then went to the Beaumont track in a benchmark 60, had to come back to the 1150. He was wide throughout, and he was only beaten the 2.7 lengths. I thought there was a lot of merit in the run. He comes back to maiden company, up to the 1,300, and he's 31 days between the runs. He's drawn a little bit tricky, but he's come back an awful lot in grade. The 11 in Bugisha, she's been racing well at her first preparation. Covered ground at Kembla Grange last time out and was only beaten the 0.3 rank gain a month between the runs, but will certainly help. But the 8 in for Sir, which is Latimer. Thought he would have won a race by now. He's certainly been knocking on the door. He finished second at Hawkesbury. First up, he did cover a little bit of ground. I think the 1,300's more to his liking, so he should take a lot of improvement. And the 7 in Fleeting Strike, she's resuming here from a 62-day let-up. She has placed a 6 from 11, and she was placed at Canterbury last preparation. 3, 11, 8 and 7.
And I suppose, Priscilla, both those races, the 3rd and the 4th, you can have a look at, be careful to see and get your thoughts on the Mountie Yard, because some of these horses, first up, second up, gear changes, that sort of thing, they can improve out of sight, can't they?
They certainly can, and a few of these horses that are first up haven't got a barrier trial, or they have one or two, and so I think it's important to see, you know, if they look up to the mark or certainly will improve from the run.
Yeah, where the bit of a trick can be is when they've trialled and then had a let up and nothing since, and you just got to have a look in the yard to see what they've done with, whether they look like me or you.
Yeah, most certainly.
All right, they look like me, don't get on them. Now, race five, the maiden over 1600. 13, Auburn Tiva, and 14, Texas Spur come out. Now, 7, Shock Alert is 260. 6, Raisin Army, 460. 4, Noble Truth, $5. Number 5, Amelia, 950. 8, Madame Jura, $11. 10, Kripskaya is 15. 11, Liffey, 16. 1, Bianca's Lad, 18. Number 12, Tianmar, 23. 2, Dashing Special, 31. 9, Star Art, 71, and 3, Muse at $81 pop. We've got the shorty here with Shock Alert, McAvoy, Baker. They team up all right.
Yeah, they certainly do. Look, I have gone against the favourite here. I am with the 6 in Raisin Army. He's placed the 5 from 8 career starts. A lot of those have been in metropolitan grade. So he comes back to the provincials. He's placed second up. He was runner-up at Warwick Farm first up over the 1,400 on a heavy 10, and he was only beaten the 2.3 length on that occasion. So he's got a tricky gate to overcome. He'll have to have a good ride by Josh Parr. But I just think he's been running in stronger company than the favourite in Shock Alert. And for that reason, I have him on top. I do feel the obvious danger is Shock Alert. He's doing nothing wrong at his first preparation. He's placed the 2 from 3. He went to the mile last time out, and he was only beaten 0.3 of a length into second. He just took a little while to wind up. Looking at the replays, I think the bigger track should certainly suit him. He draws a soft gate, but he is up the 2 kilos. The toppy in Bianca's Lad, I guess the concern is now that we are on a good track. Both of his, a couple of the placings have all been on rain-affected tracks, but I like the run at Wyong last time out. Mike Hine finished 3rd in that race, since has gone on to win at Canterbury on Friday night. This horse was only beaten a length and probably cost himself the race. He really wanted to hang in behind the heels, and he proved really hard to ride out over the concluding stages. He does need luck in the run home from the gate. And the 4 in Noble Truth went to the 1600 at Hawkesbury last start, led them up and was only collared in the concluding stages, so should be better for the outing. 6, 7, 1, and 4.
It's funny when you look at gear changes, Priscilla. There's one there that is at big odds. Gary Moore's got Tommy Berry on, Dashing Special. The High Chaparral horse, he's up to the 1600. And they've made a few gear changes on him across over nose band of the winkers. He's been a bit green, and sometimes a horse like that can just improve out of sight, can't they?
I tried to make a case for him, Sean, because he's had no luck at all of his three starts. And I think looking at him, the 1600 shouldn't be an issue, but he's just had no luck. Maybe the gear change certainly helped with him.
Now, the 6th event, Class 2 over the 1600. We pull out the 5, Dinky Diodora. Now, number 4, Sis Montana's $3.10. 2, Cannon Run, $4.40. 1, Nikita's $4.60, along with number 6, Naughty Thoughts. 8, Pindara, $9. 3, Napoleon, $13. And 7, Lama Hilton, $14.
Nikita's on top for me. This horse is running group and listed races his whole life. He won't know himself in a Class 2 at the provincials. He resumed at Randwick over the 1400. That wasn't a benchmark 82. He was beaten the 12 lengths. I thought he was very average in the run home. He's gone back to the trials. The blinkers went aboard. He led them up, and he just looked like a different horse over the 1,000 metres.
Square, they all sort of jammed up
there,
coming into the bend, but he managed to pick a passage through it
and you have to see
win by Wynack last start, but did beat time.
Started punting, there was no intent.
As well, during that race, paying $6.50 on fixed odds, that's the dog who has been the short, and $9 first thing this morning, now into $6.50 with the bookies, $7.220 the time. About Wynack, who caused a big upset at Addington last start. Number one is Hilton for a Bear, $4.50 out. $5 on fixed odds, $8.30 and $5.50 on the tote. Now, Hilton for a Bear showed a bit of promise early on in her career, comes up with box one today, which might help her out. And then you've got the likes of number 6, No Other, paying $5.
He just got there late in the piece. He carries the same weight. He is a winner at Hawkesbury in the past. And the 3 in Napoleon did finish 4th to Sis Montaigne first up over the mile. Was only beaten the 3.7 lengths. I think he's a big improver with a run under the belt. He's placed second up in the past, and both of his wins have been over the 1850. So it still might be a fraction short for him, but he'll be getting home at the right end. 1, 4, 2, and 3.
It's funny when you see a name, Naughty Thoughts. I raced a horse many years ago called Naughty Thoughts, and the reason I called him that, his pedigree, he was by Family Ties out of Deep Fantasy. You can only imagine the names my mates came up with. I said to them...
Well, I shall say he was... possibly well named then, should I?
I just said none of them will even get one look in. I'm telling you now. We got to call him something else. So I named it after what they thought, Naughty Thoughts.
Yeah, excellent name, isn't it?
He had a big rough head and won a couple, so that was all right. One, a bit like me. One Apollo out of race 7. Two Himalaya Flyer, $2. 12 Matron Wilson, 6. Number 7 Songs of Earth, $7.50. 9 Concisely, $8.50. 8 Tough One, $9.50. 6 Prodigy, $12. 4 Itasker is $15. Number 13 Talk, $19. 3 Intuit is $31. 5 Prima Stella, $51. 10 Duchess of Dubai, $81. 11 Lugard Road is $126.
12, 9, 2 and 8. Matron Wilson on top for me. She's only had the 2 runs for the new yard. She had no luck first up at Randwick over the 1,200 metres. She was checked at the 600. She certainly wasn't a disgrace. We've seen 3 horses come through that race. She then went to Warwick Farm on a heavy 10 over the 1,400, coming out of the same race as Raisin Army earlier in the day. So we get a bit of a form line on that race. This horse was beaten, finished third, should I say, was only beaten the 2.8 lengths, but I like the way she kept grinding to the line. Both of her placings have been on heavy tracks, which is the only concern, but I think she finds a nice race. The 9 in Concisely, I ummed and ahed between these two runners. I liked her run last time out. She was only beaten the 2.9 lengths at Warwick Farm. She's gone back and had a soft trial over the 1,200. She's 34 days between the runs. I think for getting on top of the ground should certainly suit her. The 2 in Himalaya Flyer, no knock on him. The first up run at Wyong was solid, only beaten 1.3 into second. So should strip a lot fitter and goes to the 1,400. And the 8 in Tough One. Look, I simply don't know what happened to him at Kembla last time out. I know he was wide, but he was beaten the 22 lengths. He's better than that. He's had a trial since. He is coming out of much stronger company. Only the 1 placing in 5 starts. But he does get the blinkers and the crossover noseband on for the first time. And Corey Brown to ride from a good gate. 12, 9, 2 and 8.
All right, brings us to the last race, 8, Class 1, 1,400. Now, we put a line through 1 Chavo, 7 Lama Hilton, and number 9 Cash Strapped. 4 Power Law, 260, 2 Every Chance, 340, number 3 Hess Dale in the $6, 5 Double Duck, 650, 8 Touch of Luck at 13, 10 Chazalee, 14, 13 Blue Seal, 16, 12 Kiara Rose, 26, number 11 Sachet is 61, and 6 Dispersed, 71.
3, 4, 2, and 5, Hess Dale on top for me. Billy's coming out of a very strong race at Canterbury in the Friday night meetings. That was first up over the 1,250 behind Onslaught. Was only beaten the 3 lengths. 5 or 6 runners went across the line together, and I just felt condition gave out over the concluding stages for this colt. He's placed second up. His only win was at Hawkesbury over the 1,500, where he has placed on both occasions. He's drawn that little bit tricky, but he's probably likely to press forward from out there, and you only have to go back last preparation. He finished third behind, at Randwick behind Bazile on that occasion and only beaten 0.4 of a length. So he should take a lot of natural improvement off that first up run. And I think getting back to a track that he is a winner on is certainly a plus. The 4 in Power Law, keen to see how he does parade. He's obviously showed plenty of promise. He was a winner on debut. He then went around in strong races at Randwick. He's drawn well. I like his trials leading into this. He certainly hasn't been asked too much of an effort. The 2 in Every Chance. He was a deserving winner last start at Hawkesbury over the 1,300. He'd been knocking on the door prior to that. I think he's a colt that will take a lot of confidence from the win, so I wouldn't be surprised if he goes on with it today. And the 5 in Double Ducks, only lightly raced, was a winner on the Beaumont track over the 1,300, 2 starts ago, and was only beaten the 2 lengths when up in grade at Wyong last start. Drawn that little bit tricky, still quite green, but in the first preparation and so far, not doing a lot wrong. 3, 4, 2 and 5.
All righty. Anything stand out there today, Priscilla?
Look, only the one best bet for me, and it is the Godolphin horse in Cordon. I just think coming back to maiden company off the benchmark 60 run, it's good enough to figure this afternoon.
Now, all right. Now, I don't know whether you're aware, but I'm pretty sure it is Mark Newnham's birthday today.
Oh, well, hopefully he... We'll wish him happy birthday and hopefully he can get a winner today.
I'd rather you go up and get him to open his mouth and check his teeth, just check his age and see whether he's telling fibs or not.
Oh, that old trick, you reckon, Sean?
All right. But have a look at, just make sure, if he takes them out, you'll know he's telling fibs, all right?
Yeah, I certainly will.
Okay. Good on you, Priscilla. Have a good day.
Thanks, Sean.
There we go, Hawkesby today, and happy birthday, Mark, too. Hope you have a top day and get a winner. He's got a couple of runners there today at the Hawkesby. 28 past 10 of Sky Sports Radio. Tad McConnell here. Trent Linkscale, you got a couple of markets for us.
Good morning, Cozzy. Well, the Blue Diamond Stakes, the field's been announced in the last hour, so we'll just go through the final field. There are 16 plus the one emergency, and the barrier draw is taking place in just over half an hour. So at the present moment, Catchy is the $5 favourite for the Blue Diamond Stakes. Pariah, $6. Property, $7. Jukebox, $4. Melody and Tulip, all at $9. Azel, $18, along with Rumours. You have Wait for No One and Moora here, but they're both $21. Chow Chow and Spoils, $26. Taking Aim, Will's Bid and Blondie, all at $34. And then Aspect and the Emergency, Sheer Madness, $51. So Catchy is the $5 favourite, pending the barrier draw for the Blue Diamond Stakes at Caulfield on Saturday. Pariah at $6, Property $7, and the other juveniles in single figures, Jukebox, $4, Melody and Tulip, all at $9. We had all the markets that opened up yesterday, Cozzy. I will also mention we did open betting on the Peter Young Stakes, where Jamaica is the $4.40 favourite. Humidor at $6, Stratum Star and the United States, they're both at $7, and you've got Ecuador and Tom Melbourne $11, and then Exospheric at $12. But Jamaica, the Caulfield Cup winner, the $4.40 favourite for the Peter Young Stakes, which will be one of the key lead-ups to the Australian Cup, which will be a couple of weeks away.
All right, good on you, Trent. Talk to you through the day.
Will do. Thanks, Cozzy.
Trent Langsdale there, tab.com.au. It's 10:30 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Check and Collect. With the TAB app, you can now check your tickets and collect your winnings anytime, anywhere. Download the TAB app today. Racing HQ, Saturday morning from 6:30, brings you the day's key players. Then at 8,
Ron Duffercy and Ray Thomas preview Chipping Norton Day.
Saturday morning, all the form talk, followed by the next week's chapter, Saturday afternoon.
Here on Sky Sports Radio.
AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off products, including wall and freestanding ovens, appliance packages, cooktops, sinks, tapware, with a new black chrome finish out soon. Plus, they have vanities, toilet suites, basins, and freestanding and drop-in bars, and so much more. 2U already over 50 service locations with free delivery to most areas. AstiVita.com.au. Up to 70% off. An Aussie company since 2007. That's AstiVita.com.au.
Bing Lee, it's the end of summer clearance with fantastic bargains across selected products store-wide. Red hot bargains at the end of a long hot summer, but only for a limited time. And only at Bing Lee.
It's 10:31. Good morning, I'm Gemma Cutting. At least five passengers are feared dead after an aircraft crashed into Essendon's direct factory outlet shopping centre in Melbourne. The impact has caused a large explosion and has sent black smoke into the air. It's been reported that the pilot made two mayday calls before the crash and that the twin-engine aircraft came in low and fast. It's believed it took off around 9 a.m. this morning on its way to King Island and crashed less than a kilometre away. The DFO wasn't due to open until 10 a.m. this morning. The Tullamarine Highway is closed in both directions between English Street and Pascoe Vale Road, while the Calder Freeway is closed between McNamara Avenue and Pascoe Vale Road. A woman has died in a house fire this morning at Bangor in Sydney South, while two men managed to escape the flames. A missing man and his three young children have been found safe and well in regional Victoria after they went missing from Queensland yesterday. In sport, Western Sydney Wanderers fan base, the Red and Black Bloc, or RBB, have refused to back down over a banner depicting Sydney FC Graham Arnold in a lewd act and have instead suggested a new merchandise range carrying the controversial image. The West